Sunday the 26th of January, Reverend Bob Wallace.
Please sit.
It's good to be back here. For those of you who've managed to avoid my previous visit, well done. I apologise that due to a slight disability, I'm unable to stand. But I was very heartened. I was celebrating midweek about 10 days ago, and we had that marvellous passage where Jesus goes back to his hometown in Nazareth, and he's in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and after he's finished reading the scriptures, we are told he sat down and all eyes in the synagogue were upon him and he began to speak. So sitting to preach has scriptural authority. I bring greetings from the folk at Bromley College where I live, from the parish of St. Francis of Assisi Petswood, where I minister, and from Father Stephen, our parish priest. That call of those fishermen by the Sea of Galilee is one of the best known events in Jesus' ministry. But look again at that account of the calls of Simon Peter and Andrew, of James and of John. Just look how simple and uncomplicated they are. We're not told about whether Jesus had met any of these men before. We know that he had been preaching in the area. It's possible he might have seen them on a previous occasion when they had come to hear him speak. Maybe they've just heard of his reputation from others. We just don't know. Be that as it may, what happens on the lakeside is simple and decisive. Jesus calls each of them to drop everything and follow him. Faithful to his call, they do just that. It's very simple. They leave their nets, they follow him. They will go on to be four of the 12 apostles, and in the case of Simon Peter, the great leader of the early church. They are not required to follow a course of academic study before they are deemed ready to be followers of Jesus. No catechism or confirmation classes for them. We can guess that Jesus probably baptized them there and then in the Sea of Galilee where they had fished. We need to learn from this when we think about making new Christians, about inviting people to follow Jesus. For what attracted those first disciples to Jesus was his obvious closeness to God. They heard someone speak who could put across the things of God in an attractive, easily understood way. They saw in Jesus someone who walked with God, whose life was filled with the Spirit of God. And that's what attracted them to him. Is our evangelism like that? Do we look like people who walk with God? Do we appear to be filled with the Spirit of God? Do we put across the gospel in an attractive and accessible way? But their vocation was not just to follow Jesus. Soon they would be called to minister, to preach to others, and after Pentecost, to be the leaders of the church. Their training would come out of the time spent with Jesus, listening and talking with him. There weren't months or even years spent in selection, interview after interview, vocation days and selection conferences, then course after course, essays and examinations. All the fuss that there is nowadays, and it's far, far more drawn out now than when I went through it nearly 50 years ago. Okay, mistakes were made then, but I'm sure they're being made now. It is, after all, fallible human beings whom God is calling to minister, not supermen and superwomen. Let's face it, if Jesus had waited for those fishermen to go through all the palaver that there is now, he would have been crucified, buried, risen and ascended before they were halfway through the course. Okay. You and I can't do much about the nonsense that there is over ministerial selection and training. However, we can and must reflect again on the call of those fishermen. And in the light of that, reflect on the way that we seek to encourage others to follow Jesus. In other words, how best we can be fishers of men. So I repeat those questions that come out of the call of those early disciples. Is our evangelism like that? Do we look like people who walk with God? Do we appear to be filled with the Spirit of God? Do we put across the gospel in an attractive and accessible way? Well, I spoke earlier about keeping things simple and uncomplicated, so I'd better shut up there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.